And welcome back to Kai Society Radio. It has been a really exhilarating morning here with author, speaker, spiritual teacher Pierre Dubois here in the studio. And in just a moment, we are going to engage in a very special meditation. I won't say any more about it. Pierre has a wonderful introduction to explain to us quite a few things that we need to know before we start.
All right. Thank you, Kai. So suffering is an alien concept to the universe. No matter what lack that you have in your life, the universe equilibrate balances everything. The lack is created, automatically the opposite is also created, the solution set. So the idea is to, and what holds and separate the two is our shame or undeservedness. So the meditation that I'm going to be doing is basically to remove the shame and the undeservedness. And for that to happen, I have to explain to you this breath control technique, which I call the universal breath. If you can imagine for a moment that your lungs in your body is actually drops all the way down into the floor, into the core of the planet, and equally extends and goes all the way outside of time and space into source. And when you're breathing, I'm going to guide you to take this deep breath. You're breathing from the core of the planet and drawing the breath in. You're exhaling all the way out. When you're exhaling out, you're now outside of time and space into source. And as you're exhaling, any lack that you have in your life, any pain, any suffering, any resistance, you're releasing it and letting it go. You're unburdening yourself. Okay? Now at the back end, when now you're in source, immediately when you're in that space, because the universe is constantly at your energy grid saying, Pierre, here it is, here it is. Here's the solution set. And we're typically the one going, la, 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 la. I'm not hearing it. But when you're in that space, when you release it, the solution set energetically will connect to you. So when you exhale, at the back end before you breathe again, you will feel shifts in energies. At that moment, you inhale again from source now. And you ground it into the floor. Okay, that's the breath control technique.
Amazing, amazing. So, we're going to get started in just a moment. Let me just check in. Yes, we're good to go. Okay, excellent. If you are at home, Pierre, do you have any recommendations? Perhaps shoes off, feet on the floor?
Shoes off, and you can actually sit down on the chair. That works as well. If you can do a lotus or half lotus, that also would work. Or a chair, you know, but not a couch where you are reclining back, but something where your back can stand straight. And even if you're tilting slightly forward, that's fine, because you don't want to close your air passage by having your neck back.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So let's cue the music and let's get started.
Close your eyes. Take a very deep breath. And as you inhale and exhale deeply and slowly, allow the universal life force that permeates everything to enter into your lungs. Keep breathing deeply and slowly. And let your soul and your awareness drop in the middle of your chest. Please forgive me. Now Now take a very deep breath from the core of the earth. And as you inhale deeply and slowly, let this breath travel through your entire body, projecting outside of your head, traveling all the way outside of time and space. And as you release it into source, release all of your burdens, all of your fears. Now at the retention of this breath, allow the solution set. Transformation and the repairs to come into you. Take a very deep breath and let a cascade of goodness or healing travel through you and ground into your essence. Second deep breath from the core of the planet. And as you inhale deeply, let this breath travel through your core, exiting outside of your head, and going into source outside of time and space. Surrender and let go. Solution set, the repair, the unconditional love of a gifting and loving universe touch you. And inhale very deeply and bring this goodness, this love into your body and ground it into the core of the planet. Take another deep breath from the core of the earth and let this breath move through you, passing through your body, exiting outside of time and space, and going into source. Release and let go. Surrender and allow. Allow the endless blessing of infinity times infinity to touch you and provide you with a complete repair. And the removal of all pain and all suffering. Inhale deeply. And let this breath travel through you and ground into your body. Take another deep breath from the core of the earth. Let this breath travel through you, exiting outside of your head and into source outside of time and space. Release and let go of all toxic energies that you're holding. Simply release, allow, and let go. It is not your responsibility to fix, do, the solution set enveloped you. Let the repair, the unconditional love of a benevolent, kind, loving universe allow a flow and a cascade of endless repair and effortlessness. Project into your body as you inhale deeply. Bring that gift, that blessing, and that grace into your being. Allow yourself to continue to inhale deeply and slowly. And realize that you are now expanded into a multi-dimensional perception of yourself. Let yourself grow, expand, and fully occupy that space. You are vast. Let yourself merge with that infinitude and take a very deep breath. And whenever you feel prepared and ready, slowly open your eyes. Thank you, everyone.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Here, and I'm feeling rather mellow right now. I'm feeling at peace. I'm feeling just amazing. Why? Because we just did this awesome, awesome meditation with our special in-studio guest, author, spiritual teacher, Pierre Dubois. You've got a myriad of things going on. Please let us know what your calendar looks like for the next couple of months, and also how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, thank you, Kai. So I have these events that are coming up. The first one is on May 7th. It's called Wisak, which is a valley in Tibet that represents the crown chakra of the planet geometrically. And at the full moon in Taurus, which will be the middle of that week, light begin to cascade into that point. And if you are attuned around the world, the latest revelation and dispensation from God for that year can be revealed. So I'm having an event right in New York City at 14th Street and 6th Avenue on May 7th at the Alchemical Theater Studio. And the following weekend, the festival continue upstate at the Guyaville Retreat Center that I talked about a little bit in the early segment of the program on May 12th, 13th, and 14th. The information is available on my website, which is www.iammonad.com, which is iammonad.com.
Perfect. I know your link is everywhere, all over Kai Society, all over Talking Alternative Radio and talkradio.nyc. I also understand that that you have some other local events that are going on, yes?
Yes. I have classes, weekly classes, of course, that Kai, you've been to my classes, which is every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. and Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And I also will be holding in the month of June a women's retreat to talk about the archetypical. You see, we are all as human beings, whether you're male or female, we're all wounded in some ways. Nobody had ever had the perfect upbringing. So I'm doing in June a women's retreat to not only deal with the repairs that needs to happen in order for you to be fully complete as a woman and hold the feminine energy, but more importantly, what does the archetypical feminine looks like? What does the divine mother energy truly is without filter represents? And how do you connect to it? Equally important, in July, I'm doing a men's retreat. One of the biggest problems for men to be a man, and I'm talking from my own personal experience, is to learn how to connect to your own heart. Men have been misled to believe that you have to be the conqueror, the alpha male, dominate and everything else, when in fact, the true, at the root, in the Kabbalah in any case, the root of the divine masculine is actually mercy and love. It's the exact opposite. We have somehow contaminated all of this with something else. And it's to hold a three-day retreat in July that helps men reconnect with their heart and understand who they really are. Now, in August, I will do a concluding retreat, which will be balancing the divine masculine with the divine feminine. So those are the things that I have in my calendar coming up.
Excellent. The perfect integration of all of those wonderful, wonderful events. And I keep mentioning that you're an author and a spiritual teacher. Would you mind telling us about your amazing book, A Primer for Ascension?
Yes. The Primer for Ascension is a book that I wrote really for intimately for my student originally, because there are lots of books out there that gives you a lot of techniques. The technique for this, the technique for that, and the vehicle for this, and it's all energetic. But very few people were candid enough to talk about the where the rubber meets the road, the practicality. How is it that when you're doing X, Y, Z, what actually happens? So the book is filled with my own personal experiences, either personally for me or with clients and students, as to the process of ascension from A to Z. How do you move from one place? And I'm generous in the book. I reveal everything. I'm not holy. Look, what's the point of me ascending by myself when there is a whole planet to salvage? the redemption of humanity is a collective effort. There has to be an entire community that stands up. And if I'm holding all the information and I'm holding it to my chest and I'm not revealing it, and I die, I go back into the galactic core, it serves no one. But if you all ascend, if I share it and you all ascend, God wins. That's the whole point. And honestly, Kai, there is a, once you pass the eighth level initiation in terms of your ascension, you can only grow beyond that point if you're to the degree that you're willing to share. You can only keep what you're willing to give away.
Wow. Wow. How true that is.
So the book is out there for people to enjoy it. It's available on Amazon. And so, you know, it's called A Primer for Ascension again. And so if you're interested in the topic, and I have to say to you that the book is not a novel. It will challenge you. It will expand you. It will cause you. This is not a book that you can read in 2 days, because there are so many techniques and so many things in there. You have to take your time to digest it.
Absolutely.
It will shift you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kicking myself because I did not bring my copy. It's actually not my copy. Thank you, Ori Apollik and Carrie Range, for lending it to me. But the book has also a lot of lovely reference points. One of the ones that I appreciate the most is also how to protect yourself when you have this expanding energy. You know, there's also a bit of intrusion that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to just talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, we all cohabit the same space. So what happens is that, typically speaking, the average person, their energy field extend 8 feet. So that means in the studio right now, we are all overlapping each other. Right? And so, you know, if you're in Grand Central Station, you're overlapping. If you're connected spiritually, your field is much bigger. So when that happens, intentionally or unintentionally, you could begin to pick up other people's stuff. You can impact stuff, or people can actually project stuff into your energy grid, giving you all kinds of unneeded burden to carry. So you have to learn how to have impeccable boundaries. You have to learn how to create protection systems so that you don't allow other people to encroach in your space. Now, the ultimate, and ultimately, the way to create really, of course, there are multiple tools to cut cords and create boundaries and all that, and I share some of them in the book. But the ultimate way for you to really be in the proper space is for you not to battle. Because if you're neutral, neutrality is 0 point. So as long as I'm being neutral, I can walk into a room where there are all these people with whatever energy, I will not empath them. Now, it's not that the energy is not going to imprint in you. I'm going to give you an example. When I do clearing works, when I'm holding, trying to remove and disconnect people with negative energies, my higher self is a drama queen. I'm going to explain, because usually I'm in an expanded space and my awareness keeps shifting back and forth between realities. So for me to know where the client has a problem, if they have a problem in their right knee, I feel like somebody just stabbed me with a knife at that location. Now, when this began to happen first to me, I thought I was infected. I was taking their stuff. And my higher self said, no, just acknowledge that it is there. So all I do is that when these things happen, and I know it's not mine, thank you for letting me know. And then it just poof, it goes away. I just have to acknowledge point by point wherever it is, as long as I'm connecting to somebody in order for me to help them. So the moment that happened, I just acknowledge it's the back of the head, it's in the shoulders, it's there, and it just disappears. And I know there's a device or there's something in there that I need to pull out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much that we can learn from you. And I have to say that I am super duper thankful for your presence here today. This meditation and our chat has definitely made me start feeling a little bit better.
Well, you're welcome.
Excellent. So, Pierre, we can find you on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
We can find you at iammonad.com.
Yep, correct.
We can find your book on Amazon, which is a primer for ascension.
Mm-hmm.
We can find you in the city.
Yes.
We can find you upstate.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We can find you everywhere.
In fact, I am in every point in the universe simultaneously.
Perfect. And that is a perfect segue to how we usually end our conversation here on Kai Society Radio, first with gratitude, always in love. And then we recognize that we are all here alone, but we're together.
Absolutely.
As well, thank you so much, Pierre.
Thank you, Kai. Thank you, everyone, for welcoming me in your midst today. Thank you.
Excellent. And thank you to everyone on Facebook Live and also for tuning in on talkradio.nyc. Catch you next Thursday.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.